Hey, Bob WP here, and welcome to WordPress Event Talk, a Do the Woo podcast show. Well, we're back on track. I traveled to where Camtasia and CloudVest are over with, although I did get some of that famous conference crud, slowly but surely getting over that. We also launched our new site, and I'm working on some tweaks before we do the official launch of 4.0. In the meantime, catching up on some backlog episodes, starting with a few people at WordCamp Asia sharing their highlight of WordCamp, which is better late than ever. We start out with a short chat with our sponsor OmniSend with some thoughts on sponsoring a WordCamp.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Do the Woo. I'm Robert Jacoby, and we're broadcasting from WordCamp Asia 2024. I'm happy to have as a guest Regis Lauris from OmniSend. Regis, tell us a little bit about you and why OmniSend is here.
Yeah, so OmniSend is a marketing automation which does like email, SMS, and web push notifications for anyone who primarily sells online. So we started with traditional retail, selling physical goods. So for already some time, we help those who are in WooCommerce to generate more sales and to communicate with their existing customers. But we just launched our WordPress plugin. So basically, any WordPress website can use OmniSend. And of course, those who do sell anything like LMS, charity donations, some subscription payments can now benefit from OmniSend.
It's email marketing, email retargeting.
Yeah, correct. You can send both bulk emails, whatever like marketer or business owner things are, and as well as like automation. Automations, of course, we encourage everyone to use. So basically, you set up all the triggers. If someone has visited your website but did not complete the purchase or did not fill in the form, for example.
Cart abandonment, huge issue always.
Yeah, probably like is the most famous. But let's say in OmniSend, part of cart abandonment, we have browse abandonment as well. So even those people who did not add anything to the cart, but they visited specific products or even specific blog posts and specific pages or the topics, you can easily retarget those people via email, SMS, or push notification with OmniSend.
It's brilliant. And you've obviously had a very focused product on WooCommerce for a while. How does that work with WordPress in general then? What's the difference between the original WooCommerce focus now with WordPress?
Probably a broad answer. So OmniSend is made for e-commerce, but just definition of e-commerce is really being broad. Yeah. So let's say with any learning management system, there are transactions, online transactions that are happening. So really OmniSend can be used because it's e-commerce already. Yeah. Charity donations, then there's another area. Okay, those are non-profit organizations, but they still have transactions. We have to communicate with their donors and to remind them that we can donate repeatedly and send post-purchase or post-donation emails, etc. So like application is now absolutely unlimited, and any other website can use like OmniSend to collect subscribers via forms or just sell bulk campaigns. Doesn't matter if you are a school, a small business, having a website, etc.
No, that's excellent. And you have attended WordCamp support. You're actually a sponsor for, I think, the first time at WordCamp Asia.
Yeah, correct. This is a new experience for us being a sponsor. And we have sponsored like small meetups, but the big WordCamp is first for us. So really having a booth here.
Very nice and large booth, actually.
Thank you. Thank you.
You guys really went top of the line for the sponsorships.
Yeah. Kudos to the colleagues. Yeah, you know, it's of course, sponsoring is a new experience. But I really liked so far. So for any businesses, it doesn't matter if you a service provider or maybe an agency, etc. I think it's really worth considering at least sponsoring and maybe starting with smaller booth, but being present at WordCamp. And even if you are not sponsoring, so for the listeners, I would really encourage to visit at least one of those three major WordCamps.
The flagships, yeah.
Yeah, flagships, either Asia or the States or Europe, at least once per year. It's really worth being there because it's a great sense of community here.
The community is amazing as usual. As we wrap this up, what's the best way to find out more about OmniSend and connect with you?
Yeah, so omnisend.com, it's the best way to find us. And by the way, for Woo users, we have a really great offer now. So 30% off, it's only Woo, the discount code, this can be used, and you can find it on our website as well. And personally, myself, so I love LinkedIn, probably this is the most preferred my network. And of course, all good email.
Of course, email. Thank you so much, Reed. It's great to have you at WorkCampAsia, and thanks for joining us on Do the Woo.
Thanks, Robert.
Ciao.
Hi, I'm Ray Morey, and I write the Repository weekly email newsletter for WordPress. For people who are hardcore into WordPress and want to know what's happening in the community, WordCamp Asia has been incredible. I've had so many just amazing conversations with people. It's crazy how you can run into people in the hallways and just have straight away these just in-depth conversations with people about everything. And everyone is being so willing to share their experiences and advice, and I'm so excited to come to another WordCamp soon.
This is Brian Rodstein from Uniseo. It's UNISEO.com, based in Canada, and I've came all the way across the world to WordCamp Asia. And I have to say, meeting people around here has been fantastic. If you know me, you know that I love to socialize with everybody, really get to know people, get to see what the products are, what the latest plugins are, really find out about everything that has to do with WordPress and the WordPress community. But the socialization aspect and seeing how things are run out here is just fantastic. WordCamp Asia has been a fantastic experience. I highly recommend it to anybody who wants to come to any major WordCamp or any small WordCamp, even locally. Really a great experience.
Hi, my name is Sarah Camus. I'm a WordPress user here at the WordCamp in Asia this year. And I have to say my favorite thing about being here is just the feeling I get being around everybody who is just so involved in what they do. And it just sparks all this motivation and creativity for me that it just makes me want to jump in full force.
I'm Ace. I'm from the Philippines and WP Fusion. And yeah, I love meeting new friends here in WordCamp Asia 2024. It's been really great so far.
Hi, I'm Anita Chen from Taiwan. It's my first time to attend WordCamp. And so what I love about this is that it's the first time I saw a camp that gathering a lot of developers and a lot of volunteers who engage in the event without asking for any payback. And I can see the in South Asia there. And what we are here is that we try to attract more digital talent to Taiwan to show them how welcome that we want them to be here.
I'm April. I'm from Florida. I work with WP Pop-Up Maker. And the highlight of this event has been the swag and networking.
I'm Daniel Eiser from Florida in the U.S. I run Code Atlantic, which is most popular for Pop-Up Maker. And my favorite part of this event was the freemiest party. I met a ton of great other product authors and had a blast.
I'm Chandni, and I'm from India. And I am here with Stella WP. It's an amazing brand and has 8 brands under that. And I think what I enjoyed the most of being in WordCamp Asia is being at my stall, because it's my first international WordCamp Asia, and making these really cute buttons with the superpowers that anybody who came at the stall wanted to color. We had these little cards, and it was from our Stellaverse, like we like to call it. And I think that was really amazing, meeting new people. Oh my God. I have work colleagues from all over the world, and we are always meeting virtually, but it was such a great opportunity and time to meet all of them in person. So I'm pretty thrilled about it and really looking forward to the next one.
So I'm Frederick Coleman, and I'm from the U.S., and I work for Blockonomics. I was here for WordCamp Asia last year as well, and I think the great thing about WordCamp Asia is that it's a place where a lot of new people that you don't see at the WordCamps in Europe and U.S. get to come together, new people, interact with them, and being able to see some new ideas, and that's great.
So hi, my name is Christina. I'm from Lithuania, and I'm from Hostinger. And I was in WordCamp Asia this year, and I loved about being together with my friends who are actually becoming my family. So just hugging all of them after seeing them was a great experience this year.
Hey, I'm Hassan from Bangladesh. I came here to represent Rocket.net, and I'm actually loving the environment here. The atmosphere is great, and the people are awesome. The best moment for me was meeting our clients here who uses Rocket.net. They were loving the product, and they were like, I love your product. And the t-shirt design, our t-shirt, like Google and the user, the team of Google and Elementor, they loved our design. So it was great to showcase the product I love. I love briefing Rocket.net because it's my product. I love this product. So Yeah, it's going great.
Hi, I'm Horea from Cubio. I'm from Romania. And it's been great to show our latest product, Cubio AI, to people here at WordCamp Asia. It's also great to explore this different culture and this beautiful country. Yeah, it's been a great WordCamp so far.
Hi, my name is Jack, and I'm here from WP Fusion. And my highlight was reconnecting with friends that I get to see at each WordCamp and going to tasty restaurants with them.
Hi, Bob. I'm Jim Ross. I'm from the Philippines, and I'm the training lead in Level Up. Yeah, we provide support for WordPress plugin and themes. And the highlight for me for this WordCamp, WC Asia 2024, of course, number one, the swags, and of course, the talks. Yeah, I really like the topics. And of course, later, the after party. I'm looking forward for the after party. Yeah, I enjoyed last year's after party, so I'm expecting that the after party later would be great as well.
Hi, I'm Michelle Frechette. I am the Director of Community Engagement for Stellar WP and the Executive Director of Post Status. And I spoke this year at WordCamp Asia about inclusion and allyship. And the highlight of the entire event is all the people that I get to see when I travel to Asia and the love that I have for all the people here. I've had just a wonderful time, and the warm welcome reception has been amazing.
I'm Mike. I work with Automattic, and I'm in the VIP division. It's actually my first WordCamp, not only my first WordCamp Asia, and probably my favorite part has been just connecting with the people and the community. Although I do work for Automattic, which sort of are the creators of WordPress or involved in the creation of WordPress, yeah, I'm not that plugged into the community, so it's been really nice to connect with everyone while I'm here.
This is Zunaid from Rocket.net, and I'm from Bangladesh. And the thing is, I am loving WordCamps right now. The thing is, I've been to WordCamp Nepal. It was amazing. And WordCamp Asia, it has lots of people from different parts of the world with amazing people, amazing sponsors. I'm loving the environment here. And it has been a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
I'm Olga from St. Petersburg, Russia. I'm full stack WordPress developer, and this is like my main job. And I'm also contributing to WordPress core and different other teams a lot. Right now, I'm co-lead for test. This release, I hope it will be well because it's coming nearer. And about this conference, I liked most, of course, panel I was taking part in about women in tech, and I think everyone should listen to it and not only listen but take actions and think how you can be part of this initiative and make things to the better future, not only for women but for everyone. And this conference is awesome because we have people from almost all over the world. It's wonderful.
Hey, I'm Parth Pandya from KrishaWeb. I'm from India, and I'm here for the first time in WordCamp Asia. We are the VIP agency partner, and WordCamp Asia, I would like to thank all the organizers and the sponsors to organize an excellent WordCamp. The arrangements, the sponsors areas, as well as the speaker sessions are really very good. I really enjoyed meeting people, networking, especially I'm a big fan of Do The Woo, the Bob, the man. He's behind the success of ours. I'm following really well to him. Thank you so much. All the wishes to everyone. Thank you.
I'm Erica from Canada. I work at Woo, and my favorite part of WordCamp Asia 2024 is connecting with the community and having the chance to get together in person again.
Hello, I'm Pi, and I'm a developer advocate here at Woo, and my favorite part about WordCamp Asia has been connecting with developers and eating vegan food.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that, and I'm going to be spending the remainder of this week getting over this grud and moving things into place. We have much more coming your way in April, including our 4.0 launch. So till then, enjoy your week.